Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's Quarters, the unofficial Star Trek rewatch podcast, where we are rewatching the entire Star Trek franchise, starting at the beginning of the official chronology. We finished Enterprise, and we're moving on to Discovery. My name's Gabe, and with my co-captain, Jason. Make it so, Jason.
Hey, buddy, how are you? How is everyone?
Everyone's great. How are you?
Good.
Good. So, Jason, hats off to you, my friend. You nailed it. You guessed we were dealing with the Mirror Universe, the Terran Empire. Yeah. And did you guess that Tyler was not who we...
No,
think he is?
I did not get that far. No. Mm-mm. I guessed that... I think, if I remember correctly, because we've been on shore leave due to the American holiday that had just passed last week. Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And so, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. No, I didn't think...
I thought he might be something
like a spot, like that his mind had been altered. But I didn't realize what anything beyond that.
Didn't one of us guess that he was Vok?
I think that was you.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I think we had danced around that conversation when we were talking about that.
Okay.
I think we had, like, where is he? Where's he been? What's going on? But I don't think that either one of us said out in the open that he was Vok.
Okay. Anyone listening to this who also is in that one, comment below. Let me know.
I know, right?
Yeah. Because I swear you did or I did. And
yeah, this... I think it was you because okay. you kept bringing up... You've been bringing up Vok, so I would think that it was you.
Well, I've been disappointed that they built him up as this, like, chosen one for the Klingons. And now he's just gone. And so this would be a way to bring it back in the fold in an interesting way.
See, that's where I think it was you who said
okay.
It could maybe be Vok.
Oh, fine, I'll go back and listen. Okay, so the Discovery has found themselves in the Mirror Universe. And there is a mirror of themselves and everyone they know have known in this Mirror Universe. And so, as we know from other Star Trek, including Enterprise, including the Enterprise series finale, the Terran Empire is in charge. And so It's not, you know, the Federation's Starfleet or anything like that. It's the Terran Empire. There is an emperor. Everyone is evil, basically.
Yeah.
And in this version, the Klingons and the Vulcans and the Andorians have actually formed their own alliance against the human Terran Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Discovery was, you know, because they were using their spore drive, they were supposed to head back to a Starfleet location. But when they did, there was all this, like, debris from a battle, like detritus from some sort of space battle. There was so that was like the cliffhanger from last episode. So this episode, they run a bunch of scans. So Saru does a scan and says, hey, the quantum signature is wrong. And that's when they figure out that they are in an alternate universe, a near universe. And they pretty quickly determine, based on Stamets's research, that their jumps, you know, they did hundreds of jumps using the spore technology, that it created a situation where they jumped into an alternate universe. And so one of these broken up ships in the spot they land, they get its data bank, and then they analyze the data bank, and that data bank has all kinds of history, so they're able to learn all kinds of stuff. Like, for instance, Tilly is the captain of Discovery's version of the Mirror Universe, and they also surmise that when this Discovery entered this universe, the Mirror Universe Discovery probably entered our universe. And there's other stuff, like Burnham was the captain of the Shenzo. Mm-hmm. Gabriel, Lorca is a fugitive. And so obviously they want to get back to their universe, not only because they don't belong here, but also they were on an important mission to give Starfleet the information that they learned from all of their spore jumping calculations of how to decloak Klingon ships. So they need to get that to Starfleet, and they can't do that if they're stuck over here in this Mirror universe. And so they devise some plans to go on to one of the I guess the Shenzo, right? For the Mirror Universe Shenzo, right? And they're gonna get intel on the Constitution, right? The ISS Constitution. And we're gonna have to talk about that. You're probably gonna have to explain that part. Because they learned that this Constitution class ship had done something similar from the future. And so they know, like, well, if we can figure out how they did it, we can steal that technology that'll mm-hmm. get us back. So they devise a plan. She, because they look identical to them, their mirror selves, they just have to act as if they're them. And so she goes on her old ship. She has to kill the captain of that ship and gather the intel. And we learn at the same time that there is something going on with Tyler, as we mentioned. Yeah. So we knew that he was being tortured by the female Klingon leader,
Laurel.
And we knew that he was, like, forcibly intimate with her, and it was murky for sure, but yeah, we learned basically that it was not really that. It was more like consensual. They were in, like, kind of a relationship, but they then did some sort of experiments or procedure on him that changed him, like shrunk his bones and added a layer of personality on top of his existing one. And there's also, like, he's under some sort of hypnosis where there's, like, key phrases that convert him. And so Laurel says something to him and he turns evil. You know, she's on the brig of the Discovery. And, but Tyler's still, like, he has these flashbacks of whatever happened, but he also has his personality as a human. So he goes to sick bay and is like, hey, you know, we're going on this important mission. I need to get better. What's going on with me? Can you run a bunch of tests? And throughout that, he snaps and he kills the doctor.
Yeah.
And so, I don't remember how the episode ends. Is it on a cliffhanger?
Yeah. So, basically, Lorca is taken to their brig, and he's put into an agonizer.
Yeah.
And he's being tortured. And then...
That's the final shot of the episode.
That's the final shot.
Burnham is now on in her captain's quarters on the Mirror Universe Shenzo ship, right?
On the Shenzo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
With Tyler, and she doesn't know that Tyler is not who or what he seems.
Right.
And that's where it's at. So, again, hats off, man, on guessing the Mirror Universe. I never thought they were going to tie in the Constitution class. Is that what it's called? Constitution class?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was the ship that we just watched in the Enterprise finale, was it not?
Yep, it was. It was.
And not only that.
It was the Defiant. It was the Constitution class. Yep.
Yeah, and not only that, that was also something that had occurred in the original series with the Defiant.
That's correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And not only that, I think TNG had the Defiant in an episode, did it not? Because that's how. Oh, man. In my defense, we haven't watched TNG yet, so... But Jonathan Frakes' character...
Riker.
Riker, thank you.
Yeah.
That's how he was intertwined, right? So there was, like, a TNG episode. So there's now... There are now four series, at least?
Feature
this one... ship that jumps between universes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, really cool stuff. I feel like a lot of complaints about lacking Star Trekiness are really dissipating pretty quickly, and this is getting very Star Trekky.
In a lot of ways it's dissipating, but also in the sense, like, it still feels like a not Star Trek episode, like the Star Trek series, but it is that feeling is dissipating a little bit for sure.
I'm enjoying it very much, and because. You were also... Did I lose you, buddy?
Cut out again, buddy? Oh.
Aw, man. How about now?
Yeah. Could be me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead. Yeah.
I could be frozen
for most of this.
Okay. I switched to 5G. I got off my Wi-Fi. I thought maybe my Wi-Fi was the problem.
Okay.
So, but you can hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. So you had also guessed that Lorca, the one that we know, may be the Terran Empire version. And that is still on the table, for sure.
Still on the table.
Because...
Go ahead.
Well, because in the data bank, they talk about how he's a fugitive and that him and Burnham have beef. And he's not the captain of the Discovery in the Mirror Universe. Tilly, whatever they call her. And she has nicknames in this. I didn't just make that up. They call her Captain
Kipling. No, you did not. Right? No, you didn't. No,
so,
no,
yeah. So it's possible that the reason he's a fugitive, though, is he was trying to kill the emperor. So he was like a hero, in a way, trying to kill the Terran Empire's emperor. Yeah. And so it's possible that he still is that guy. And this is all some elaborate plan for him to carry through, because now he's, even though he's in the brig, he's being tormented. You know, he's close. I could see this turning into him accomplishing that mission somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. I absolutely think that's a possibility, that he could still be that, you know. And which, but then where is Gabriel Lorca, the one that we're supposed to, the non-Terran Gabriel Lorca, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
And where he is, and hopefully they'll get to that. And then the other thing too is, I don't know about you, but were you curious about who's the emperor or empress in this?
Yeah.
Because it was Sato in Enterprise, right? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, we don't know now.
Well, they age in normal time, so it can't be Sato, right?
No, yeah, right.
But it could be someone we know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it could, and I think it will be. I think it could be Philippa Georgiou. I think this is the return of Michelle Yeoh. I don't know for certain, but that's my guess. And that's
Yeah,
but you know what? Guess. I have no mountain to stand on or anything like that to say, oh, it will be, or yeah, it's just a guess.
It's a good guess. Yeah, that would be fitting for sure. I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool, right?
But, okay, do you think that Lorca's, Mir Lorca, whoever that is, do you think his intentions for killing the Emperor are, like, does he just want to be Emperor himself, or does he want to kill the Emperor? He's not a hero. It's not
altruistic thing. Usually, like, these are pretty, usually Terran Empire is not, you know, for the good of, you know, they usually aren't like our normal heroes. They're usually pretty evil, and they want to do pretty nasty evil things. Hence, you know, the human domination of the galaxy.
See, I will now be disappointed if Lorca is not, if this isn't all some elaborate thing by Lorca, this whole 10-episode arc to get him back so that he can, you know, like, you know how he's been protective of Burnham?
Yes.
You know, what if all of that was just so that he could use her in this moment to get back on Discovery so that he could get close to get to the Emperor?
That thought did cross my mind for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thought did cross. And I think that's a potential, like, the real, our universe is Gabriel Lorca coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And not accepting of Michael Burnham.
Right.
Or he's mistaken and taken into custody by Admiral Cornwell when they get back.
Yeah.
And this is how, you know, Saru becomes captain.
Interesting. Or
Burnham becomes, you know, and Burnham becomes first officer.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I like the swapping of places thing. The automatic swapping of places. Because that would imply some sort of connection, but then it would be like, well, if you die in one, shouldn't your counterpart die? I don't know.
So in other Star Trek series franchises or whatever, your counterpart does not necessarily have to be living. So sometimes it is like one of those plot devices where it's like, oh, here's an easy way of putting that character into the mirror universe by, you know, oh, because they've been killed, or, you know, they haven't been, for whatever reason, they're not alive in that universe. And so they can kind of easily plop themselves back into it and be like, ta-da, I'm alive, but, you know, and this is what I've been doing, this, that, or the other, so.
Okay.
And then Killy Tilly, I think that goes back to context is for the kings. I think they made her captain because, you know, they've talked about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it is the comedic effect there for sure. The idea that she's not only the captain, but she's this like ruthless, cutthroat. Yeah. The way that she ascended to the captain is she like murdered the previous one in his sleep. She like stabbed him while he was sleeping or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that was quite Palpatine.
For sure. Yeah.
Kind of dealio going on for sure.
Yeah. So do you think the doctor's dead for sure? I mean, he has to be, right?
So I think the doctor is dead. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the funny thing, and I don't know. And I'm like, how are they going to write him back? Because I don't think they killed him off complete. I think they find a way to bring him back in the later seasons.
I don't see how they could without time travel.
Oh, interesting. I never considered that.
Or maybe Laurel can do some kind of procedure on him. It just seems...
So my initial thought, that's interesting too. Klingon medicine? Oh boy.
Well, I mean, apparently they can like transform. They can shrink bones.
True.
Implant a whole other personality and a whole other brain, basically.
True. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what those Klingons have been up to.
I was thinking more along the lines that because we've been introduced to the mycelial network, I'm wondering if they're going to do it that way somehow. You know, like they can, transform cells in the mycelium network or somehow bring him back that way. Because I was like, oh man, just as Dr. Culber was getting interesting.
Yeah.
You know, Tyler breaks his neck.
He seems far too much of a central character for them to kill him off.
Yeah.
And doctors are always a big deal in these shows, and the idea that you would kill off the doctor just seems just way
too much of a stretch. And especially Stamets' partner, too.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that that's...
Same.
I have a really hard time believing that this is the end of Dr. Culber.
Same. And then, so the only other thing I had was because when Discovery is hailed, they're like, okay, well, you know, Lorca, you can't answer. We need Tilly to answer. And then at one point she's like, okay, talk to my engineer now. So he has to use a fake voice.
Yeah.
A fake accent. And I think he uses Scottish.
Scottish, so, yeah, it was yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is a Scotty Easter egg, right?
I'm sorry?
That's a Scotty Easter egg, right?
Yeah. I was wondering if you were going to pick up on that.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny.
For those of you who don't know, my friend and co-captain has got, and so do I, but he's got much more of an affinity passion for the Gaelic and Scottish Highlands.
For sure, yeah. Yeah. How could you not? Anyway.
How could you not? No, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had. What did you think of this one, man?
Nope. I was gonna ask you. You've got to go first.
Oh, you want me to grade it?
And how many do you think? It's a two-parter.
Oh,
this feels like this could go on for a couple episodes. Just for me.
I would say two more episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you want me to grade it, is what you're saying?
Yeah. What would your...
I would give it an A-.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what were some of your highs and then some of the low points in the episode?
Honestly, I mean, I just like a good mystery. I like a good puzzle. And it definitely is hinting at a larger mystery.
Yeah.
It could be nothing. Like our speculation about Lorca could be nothing. The thing with Tyler, I mean, now he's a murderer, so
yeah.
It definitely is something bigger than just the Klingons were tinkering in there. I do think he's Vok. So now
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And can I just, so, and one of the reasons that I forgot to say was that she kept saying, and I didn't realize this until I watched the last episode and then this episode again, because there were a couple of things that I wanted to point out when we got to me. She kept saying, I will never let them hurt you.
Right. Hinting at something more.
And like things
more.
Of like love and care. And I'm like, oh, how did I not pick up on that before on the first watch? And then I wanted to ask you, did Lorca send them here? The ship on purpose?
Send who?
Discovery into the Mirror Universe.
Oh, well, yeah. See, that's what I was saying. I think it's his whole master plan to complete his mission to kill the Emperor.
I'm a little slow. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's good. No, I think this was all orchestrated by him so he could kill the Emperor, which, I mean, I think maybe the most intriguing version is so that he could be the Emperor himself.
Yes.
Even though as I was watching it, I was like, oh, he's actually a good guy. He's like... He's Luke Skywalker against the evil Emperor, but no, I think it's something more sinister than that.
Yeah, I think it's more Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, I'm sorry, Darth Vader trying to kill the Emperor and become the Emperor himself.
Perfect. Yeah.
So, because we're talking about Lorca, I'm really glad because this actually now paints a more clear picture. A clear picture of, like, why you and I were having such... I don't know, it was a hard time, but it was definitely like, is he... What's he doing? What's his ulterior motives? What's driving at this? Why is he so different?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because you and I were talking about, especially the last episode, whether it was... him being compassionate or not, or it was him having devious moments or whatever the case might be. And that was, hand it to the writers on that one, because I thought that was brilliantly done. I'm like, aha, that's why. It's because he's evil Gabriel. He's mirror universe Gabriel Lorca. I'm like, oh, okay. He was being selfish and narcissistic and,
right,
you know, mirror universe-y.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you got my grading. What about you?
You know what? I'm right there with you. I'm going to give this Commander Riker 3 pips. This gets 3 pips for me. Wow. Yeah, this was fun, and this was a fun episode. It was lightning fast. It went really fast. This episode went really fast for me as I was watching it, which is probably why I needed to go back and watch it again. And then the low for me was obviously they killed Dr. Culber. I get that one of the smarter, I think he's one of the smarter, more intelligent people on the ship. Mm-hmm. And he was getting closer and closer and closer to discovering who Tyler/Vok is.
Sure.
I thought that to me was one of the highs in this episode is the Tyler Vok arc. Like, is he, so like, I think we were talking last week that he might be a sleeper agent, like, yeah, that he was conditioned and brainwashed.
Sure.
But I don't think we went as far as that he was physically altered to be human.
Well, I thought I said that he's an augment. Because I was like, well, we know the Klingons.
Oh, is that what I should have asked what you...
Yeah, because I think the way Enterprise did it, they were like, oh, that's why Klingons look different, because they were augments. And I was like, so we know Klingons have this technology, I think, and maybe they augmented Vok.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that Tyler didn't, like, I thought he was acting. I didn't know he, like, physically, like, mentally, like, didn't remember who he was. I thought he was literally just acting. So.
Oh.
But no, okay. I don't think either of us guessed that it was surgical. Because I said,
like, a Bucky Barnes kind of deal from the Marvel comic, from the MCU movies, where he was, you know, psychologically trained and, you know, reversed and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I'm not a Marvel guy, so I'll take
I know. And then those were some highs and lows for me,
yeah,
on this episode. So do you think Tyler is still around, or did they kill him?
Oh, I mean, I was guessing that he never existed, that he's an invention.
But didn't they have, so, oh, interesting. So how were the Klingons able to create an entire Starfleet profile, unless Lorca was lying to us then?
I don't remember that part. So was there a part where Tyler existed in the data bank?
Yeah, so basically in... Oh man, the follow-up episode where Lorca and Tyler are having a training exercise, and Lorca is kind of quizzing him and kind of putting him through some tests and asking him some questions, and Tyler kind of, you know, makes up stuff, you know, is telling him his background and all that kind of stuff. And then Lorca says something to the effect of, oh, I knew that already. I looked it up in your
I forgot about that. You're totally right. Yep. Yeah, in that case, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if they killed him and they just... I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's a great point, too, because, like, this actor now has become part of the main cast. And so
I know.
Whatever they do with him. Yeah. They need to bring back the real Tyler.
Right?
It's going to be weird. And
then how poor...
Helps get reacquainted.
How crappy... And then, again...
Yeah.
How crappy is that going to be for Burnham when they find out, or when she finds out?
Yeah.
You know... He's first of all, he's, you know, I think they're going to catch him and put him under arrest.
Yeah.
And discover that he is Vok.
Yep.
So, yeah.
More heartbreak for Burnham.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And then I like his character. I've liked the character thus far. And he couldn't have been too far away from the real Lieutenant Tyler.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, man.
But it's the Klingons, so we don't know. He may be ashes to ashes. He may be dead.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Huh. Cool. Well, was there anything else with this one?
No, I think we've covered it. Yeah, I think we've got it.
Okay. Do you think we're going to hear more about the, I'm sorry, what was the Constitution class ship called?
The Defiant.
The Defiant.
Yes.
You think we'll hear more about that?
I do. Okay. I do. I'm hoping, because that's how they're building the way that's how they can escape and, you know, use their file and look at their files. But again, it could be thrown for another loop and it could be some other way, but I hope so, because it'd be a great way, as we were saying earlier, to tie it all back to the original series and to Enterprise.
Can you tell me the fifth way that it ties back? Besides the four we already mentioned?
Oh my gosh, there's a fifth way?
Yeah.
No.
Jonathan Frakes directed this episode.
No kidding! Oh no! Yeah. Oh man, Will Riker. Okay, all right.
Think he'll make a cameo? I mean, 20
years... That would be cool.
20 years ago, he was pushing it with the cameo. I don't think
that would be
2018 he could pull it off.
Well, no, because, you know, the thing is, like, he could play a different... You know, he could play a different character.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, they could put him under a stormtrooper helmet and make him run around and, you know, not know that that was Jonathan Frakes. That's cool.
2018, did they have de-aging stuff then? They had to have some of it. That was after Rogue One.
I think that was early days of de-aging, and I don't think that was a big, like, thing. Especially for TV back then?
Yeah, that's a good
point. We say this like as if it were like, you know, 20 years ago. It was only 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, but leaps and bounds, man. I mean, like the leap from Rogue One to Book of Boba Fett or whatever that was, where
Mandalorian.
Yeah, but wasn't it Book of Boba? Because I know Luke came back in Mandalorian, but it still didn't look great. But then it was like Book of Boba Fett. Then it looked immaculate. It looked like...
Who was it in the Book of Boba Fett? I'm sorry.
Luke. Luke, he with the Jedi Temple, the school he was building with Grogu or whatever.
Oh, okay. That was Book of Boba Fett, really?
I don't know.
That was not Mando?
It might have been Mando. So for sure.
No. I don't know. That's what I'm.
For sure, Luke came back and fought. He was the surprise at the end of like season two or whatever.
Yeah.
Surprise cameo. But then later he came back and he was training Grogu.
Yeah, in the lake thing, right? And that's where we get to meet one of the early. That's where we meet. Rosario Dawson's character.
Ahsoka?
Ahsoka, thank you.
Yeah, and so, because the reason I think it was Book of Boba Fett is because a lot of people were complaining about Mandalorian Season 3 because they were complaining that, like, Season 3 picks up where Book of Boba Fett left off. And so, so people who didn't watch Book of Boba Fett would have no idea what's going on.
No idea, right,
like,
right.
Like, if you were just the Mandalorian fan, you would just, like, Grogu's here, now all of a sudden he's here, what?
Right, 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 right. Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. Man, that's been, okay. Yeah, you're right. No, that's true.
But he looked, like, the last time they de-aged him, it looked immaculate, and it was, like, so, point being, leaps and bounds, like...
Yeah.
So.
I get what you're saying, but really, it's only been...
I know, yeah.
6 years, 5 years. Not that long.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of Star Wars, is there anything new on the horizon? Any movie, trailer, TV, nothing?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
there's always like stuff going on with like the C-suite at Disney that dominates the news. And nobody knows what's next.
Okay.
So,
and,
I don't know.
And to answer the question, no, we did not coordinate our shirts today.
we're not wearing Zelda
no green. No, yeah. I'm surprised you're not though.
Yeah, no, I'm wearing my lazy nighttime clothes, so
okay,
I'll often be wearing this shirt to warn everybody. So
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think we got it.
Cool. Well, everybody, thanks for watching and listening, following us and all the stuff. We appreciate it. We have a Patreon if you want early access to an episode. But also, if you sign up on Patreon, we will give you a shout out at the end of every episode just to show our thanks. And you can find the link to that on our X profile, our X.com profile. FKA Twitter, obviously. Okay.
FKA Twitter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, please hit like, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe
ring that bell.
On YouTube. Yeah, we really appreciate that too. So,
ring the Star Trek dinner bell.
Yeah, and if you're following along and you haven't seen this show, go ahead and give us a comment. Let us know what you think of our predictions or what your predictions are. So, and until next time.
Yeah.
Long live the Empire. Is that what the Terrans say?
Long live the Empire. Yeah, I think so. Oh, I'm getting confused now. Oh, no. Yeah.
For the Empire? It's one of those, right?
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah. It's one of those.
I'm just going to say for the Empire.
Okay. And then, well, since you said for the Empire, live long and prosper, everybody. All right. See ya. Thank you.